And our guest this evening for Vocation Awareness on the Busted Halo Show is Campus Ministry Director at St. Peter's University in Jersey City, New Jersey, Jesuit Father Rocco Danzi. Before his role at St. Peter's, he was pastor and teacher at St. Ignatius Church, a Caribbean West Indian parish in Crown Heights, Brooklyn. Yeah, man. I'm happy he's here. And he's also worked extensively with underprivileged youth, including work in the poorest areas of Haiti, developing a new school there. He's here with us this evening to discuss how to foster vocations. All of us need to do that and encourage young people to seek and to serve the Lord. Welcome to the Busted Halo Show, Father Rocco Danzi.
Thank you. It's
how
great to be
how
here.
Are you?
Not too bad.
Yeah. How's Jersey?
It's still there.
That's good. That's good. And you work with students.
Yes.
So you must constantly, I answer questions of faith here on the show. You must constantly get questions. They're asking, here's a priest. We don't know someone like this, this species. Let's ask him things.
Yeah.
They must constantly ask.
Yeah. They ask a lot of questions. Sometimes they just want to kind of hang out a little bit.
Oh, okay.
And just sometimes it's spiritual. Sometimes it's just about stuff happening in their lives,
sure,
in their families. A lot of times they need to kind of vent about classes or a big issue. Of course, it's all over the place with the debates, the cost of their education.
Oh, wow.
A lot of our students are first generation. So while they're going to school, they're working 20 plus hours a week, which I don't know how they do it. I couldn't have done
it.
But
first generation American or first generation they're going to college?
First generation going to college.
Oh, okay. All right.
But a lot of them are from all sorts of countries and all over the world.
Wow. Okay.
So they're great, but there's a lot of stresses on them. Mm-hmm. So they'll come in talking about those stresses, and then sometimes you find yourself or the Spirit moving us into other places to talk in terms of their spirituality or where do they go to find some balance and to cope with those real issues and real struggles.
Yeah, and in my work with young adults, I find a very strong desire to serve.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that a way that oftentimes they connect even with church, because maybe they were raised Catholic, but it's college, you know, mom's not making me go. But then there's this wanting to give back.
In fact, Father Dave, the last 2 years I've gone to Ecuador with our students for 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
And it's amazing to me. Many of them before the trip, they'll say, well, you know, Father, I'm not religious, but I'm kind of spiritual, but I'm not sure about prayer stuff. But when we're in the place and we're really getting in there, digging in, doing service with children, seeing the reality of poverty in a place like Ecuador, every night we'll have reflection. And some of the students that were most concerned about that piece of the experience, reflecting every night, the things that would come up and would come out. And last spring, it was like we would go from laughter as a group to tears, and how they were sharing with one another, but also dealing with a lot of stuff in this very different context. And you're right, service seems to trigger and bring forth a lot of personal stuff, but a lot of good spiritual stuff too that begins to kind of surface.
Well, it's part of your own ministry journey as well. The time you spent in Haiti, right?
Yeah, I was thinking back. The movie that fired me up for the Jesuits was The Mission, which came out a number of years ago.
Sure. De Niro, right?
Yes, yes.
Jeremy Irons?
Yes.
Yes,
yeah.
Wow, yeah.
Great music, but I began to say to myself, and I was a high school teacher at the time, well, what if I joined this group and found myself going over a waterfall? Well, you got to watch what you ask for, because I entered, and suddenly I began discovering you know, these new places, especially Haiti, a very moving place. People of amazing faith and hope, despite some real struggle and real poverty. And that just humbled me, but I think in a lot of ways it healed me to realize who God was calling me to be and to keep going on the journey.
Is that when you were in, like a scholastic, when you were in seminary?
Yeah. And it was through being a novice, when I first entered, being sent to Crown Heights to that parish, St. Ignatius, and meeting people from those places, especially Haiti.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And then I discerned, and with permission from superiors, my summers of theology, I would go to Haiti, working on the language, understanding the culture more. I just became fascinated. But it became like my holy land. It was the place where I really encountered God and just found that strength to keep going on that journey toward ordination, Jesuit priesthood, Jesuit ministry. Mm-hmm. And it would take me back to Crown Heights. But now
Crown Heights in Brooklyn.
Back in Brooklyn. But now at St. Peter's, with the diversity of students we have, I get to use my Creole. I use Spanish.
Creole? You speak Creole?
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. It is. It's a fun language.
It's, is it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's very descriptive. It's very, in some ways, this is kind of a funny word, I'm Italian. It's very sensual.
Right.
It's very, you know, you really, and it's a full body language, like for Italian-Americans, you engage your whole person, but you're expressing a lot, too, through the words and the language. But it's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
It's
exciting. Our guest this evening on the Busted Halo Show, Father Rocco Danzi, who is director of campus ministry, St. Peter's University in Jersey City, New Jersey, just across the river there.
Yes.
Was it a safe tunnel crossing for you this evening?
It was.
Okay, that's
it
good.
It was.
That's helpful.
It's exciting.
We do like to talk here on the Busted Halo Show about how God calls each of us, and we know that when we use the word vocation as Catholics, some people think, oh boy, here comes the talk about got to become a priest or a nun, but really all of us have a vocation.
Yes.
We're all called by God. You described at least part of that for you, what was drawing you to the Jesuits. When you're interacting with young people today, do you find them yearning for some sort of deeper call? And how can we encourage, I suppose, as the community of faith, so everybody that's listening, a lot of them are Catholic, not even all of them are Catholic, how can we encourage people at least to pursue how God is calling them, whether or not it's to the priesthood or religious life, although we do need plenty of them, so we need to encourage that too.
Yes. We just hired for campus ministry a young man. He graduated St. Peter's in 2008, grew up in Crown Heights. He's actually West Indian background. From St. Peter's, went to Yale Divinity, then spent, you were mentioning service, the effective service. Mm-hmm. He went off to Central America for almost a year. And now he's back and obviously not a priest, but desiring to do campus ministry, to be a minister. Mm. So he has discerned in this moment that his vocation is to lay ministry and to work with young adults.
Sure.
And he's already doing a great job. He's just connecting with the students. So I think we have a student, he left last year. He was in his sophomore year. He really felt called. He's from Liberia. Was studying, always going to Mass, but he's joined a Franciscan community. And all of his friends, he was really connected with other students. They thought it was really cool that he was going to do this because they saw that he was passionate about it. Mm-hmm. He really felt this call, and he was going forward with it. And he writes back to them and stays connected to us. But I see him and this young adult that we just hired, they're inspiring our students. Our students are watching them. They're watching all of us who are claiming to do ministry, claiming to serve. How do we do that? Is our heart in it? Mm-hmm. Are we passionate? Mm-hmm. And certainly the founder of the Paulists, the founder of the Jesuits, these folks had these first followers because they were very passionate about what they felt called to, and others wanted to get on the bus.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think that's still true today, but I think a lot of young adults, they may be called to priesthood, religious life, but in the first instance, they're getting fired up to do service. They want to make a difference. They want to be women and men for others, and they're looking to us for guidance.
Mm, sure.
And let's see where the Holy Spirit takes them. But just for us to put our best selves forward, to be those models of a ministry, of service, of passionate love for Christ, that's infectious.
Mm. Father Rocco Danzi, infectious. You are infectious. This evening on the Busted Halo Show, director of campus ministry at St. Peter's University in Jersey City, New Jersey. And you've described your own time at Iona Prep as kind of pretty intense discernment. Oh. Was that because it was Catholic or just because, hey, what am I going to do with my life? What was it brought on by, would you say?
Yeah, so I started teaching after I graduated St. Joe's. I taught 3 years Catholic elementary school. Then I got a job at Iona Prep as a layman. And I wanted to watch religious men in action. I was thinking about religious life. I was really thinking of the Jesuits, but I didn't think I was smart enough. So I was going to check out some other communities too.
But, like a safety school.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
All right.
But the brothers were really phenomenal. They run wonderful schools. But what I saw too in their community life, there was a real joyfulness. And I said, gee, you know, community life, that's what I would want. I don't want to think that I'll be lonely, that I'm entering this religious community and there won't be that bond or that connection. Mm-hmm. But on the advice of one of the brothers, because I was thinking about the brothers, but I kept talking about my experience at St. Joe's and the movie The Mission. And he said, just talk to the Jesuits. Just go to Fordham and talk to the vocation director. And he helped me break the ice that, in fact, I was being called to the Society of Jesus, but I was resisting them. I was selling myself short. Oh, I can't be a Jesuit. All the ones I knew had doctorates. They were professors at St. Joe's. But, in fact, my own ministry as a Jesuit has been very pastoral. Mm-hmm. Yes, now I'm at a university, but it's still pastoral ministry as a campus minister. And so as a Jesuit, you can do all sorts of things with or without a doctorate. It's not the degree. It's the heart. It's that call within the call and discerning what kind of ministry excites you the most, and having the chance to explore that and deepen that and go where you never thought you would end up going. Mm-hmm.
So. I will tell you that hosting a radio show does not require a doctorate. So thankfully, the Paulists, that was a good fit for me.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And it's neat when we look back, right,
sure.
Father Dave,
yeah.
That in those earlier moments, we might have had some doubts or fears or anxieties. Now we look back and say, no, this was the right fit.
Right.
God knows what God's doing, even despite our resistance or not believing that in the moment.
Right.
But hopefully having a lot of people, even those that we're beginning to serve, encourage us to keep going forward, not to fear.
Well, when you say looking back, I mean, certainly one of my very first reactions, a la almost everyone in Scripture that was called by God, oh, not me.
Yeah.
No, 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 no.
Yeah.
And one of my reasons for not me is because I imagined priests that I knew that were like really holy and quiet and somber. And I'm like, that's not me, Lord. I'm all goofy and I like to laugh. And I don't, and certainly I got the Lord assuring me that that's not what he was calling me to be. But I don't think I would have imagined then in 1993 at World Youth Day when I'm having these having these thoughts and thinking to myself, I'm not like Father so-and-so. He was, in fact, it was a Jesuit that I was thinking of, a Jesuit on Long Island at the retreat house that I grew up around. And he was one of these. His name was Father Deneen. I forget even his first name. Might have been Michael. But his Father Deneen, and he was just white hair, just
Jim,
sort of...
Jim
Deneen. Yeah, Jim. Okay, yes. So he was, in my year that I was discerning, he was my spiritual director. But he was just like so soft-spoken. And he would lead like a theological reflection or like a guided meditation. And everybody would just be like... You know, I was just being so soothing. Not that it was boring, but it was just
he hasn't
like,
changed.
Oh, God bless him. He's still with us.
In Jersey City.
Is he in Jersey City? He's with you, Jim Deneen. Yeah. Well, he was someone, honestly, that I thought of when I first had a call to the priest. I'm like, I can't be like that. I'm not like all that sort of quiet and humble. And, you know, like his sweater's always buttoned like one button off. You know, I'm just like, that's like someone who's so enveloped in God that he doesn't even care about, you know, what people are looking at him. I'm like wondering what I look like. And all that. I'm like, I can't be a priest.
You too.
Right, exactly. So God at some point obviously convinced me, no, that's not how it worked. But I don't think I would have realized when I was thinking, no, Lord, I'm not quiet and somber and holy. I'm somebody who likes to laugh and goof around. I wouldn't have thought that just about 40 minutes ago that somebody would have called into this radio show and said, I had a really tough day at work, and I just want to let you know your laugh and your smile is infectious, and thank you for being on my way home, that this is indeed ministry, as important as when I celebrate Mass, not in a sacramental way. It's not that same level of bringing Jesus literally and sacramentally, but this is important to do. That when I was first having those thoughts of, oh, not me, I'm not prayerful enough or quiet enough, that God often will say, hey, 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 I know who you are. I created you. I know what I'm doing.
And just what you said, Father Dave, like even my ministry, when students come in, we can tell when someone's really burdened or they're weighed down. And so often students say, Father, are you always this happy? You know, I try to lift their spirits. And I said, well, I'm happy because I really feel this is what God has called me to do. And if we believe God is with us, we do have something to smile about or hope about, or, you know, and that can be liberating for young adults and those of us not so young adult anymore, but joyfully youthful and joyfully alive, thanks to Christ with us, and how we can communicate that. I think that's the best thing we can bring to others, whether on a college campus, on a radio station, in a parish, bringing that joy that comes from this faith in Christ.
Let's say one more thing about just encouraging those around us, because I absolutely believe that it is not solely the job of a vocation director of a religious order of a diocese to go out and find people that will be priests or nuns or brothers. It really, truly is the job of the entire body of Christ. How can we more or better or keep going at encouraging people to follow that call?
I having worked in the Brooklyn Diocese for a while, I was very impressed, still am, that they began an initiative within the parish to form these parish vocation teams of married men and women, mothers, fathers, grandparents, to really foster and promote vocations, to be bold about identifying maybe some young adults that they saw in the community or see at the parish, and to say, have you thought about inviting them to consider? Because so often, like what we went through, others can see in us what God is calling us to, but we can't seem to see it, or we're afraid to say yes. So having lay men and women from our communities, or in campus ministry, to have our lay colleagues encouraging our young adults to, hey, have you thought about, I'm wondering, you know, have you thought about priesthood or religious life?
Right.
To put that out there along with all the other vocational possibilities.
Or even
why not?
Simply identifying the gifts.
Yes.
Hey, you know, you're really, I love it when you proclaim the readings. You're really good at that. Have you considered? You know, you can follow it up with that.
Yeah.
Have you considered? Or even just that. You know, you have, what a wonderful singing voice you have.
Yes.
Just to kind of affirm some people's gifts and then let God do the
that's
work.
Right.
But at least we got a little bit something there.
We do our best. Yeah. God does the rest.
Hey, that's a phrase.
I came up with that in Brooklyn. I'm peddling it in Jersey City now.
It sounds like it would be on a pizza box. That's what it
sounds
like. Well,
I got a name like Rocco.
Rocco! Now, did you celebrate the big feast of St. Rocco today? On Long Island, they have a big St. Rocco's feast.
Well, in Jersey City, they do it on August 16th, and they parade around the streets with a statue. And so I was there.
Of course! Were you the living statue, the St. Rocco?
No. I was hiding in the crowd. I let a bishop do all that.
Very good. Okay. Well, Father Rocco, you should come back. Join us on the Bus to Halo show. It's great to have you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thanks. I would love to.
God bless you.